Yes, good evening. And a very warm welcome to the business and economic segment that is Lecture Hall 1, your trusted classroom when it comes to all the economic matters. I am Kaveve Themburuka.
Yeah, and David Shombe, good evening to our dear listeners. Good evening to the followers of Eagle FM. I'm very happy to have you again at this platform, business and economic segment. And as we have always been saying, business and economic segment is a platform where we discuss economic matters. We look at matters which look at developmental agendas. We look at policies, fiscal policies. We look at national priorities. We also look at international priorities. But what is very interesting at this program is that it's a lecture hall one. It's a learning platform. It's a platform where we invite different economic minds, different business movers, and any other person who has a nation at heart, especially those who want to see a different Namibia in terms of not only economics, in terms of number, not only in terms of GDP, but we look at the human development agenda. We look at how can we advance the development of a human being in terms of mind, in terms of skills, and in terms of contributing to the global the global agenda also. Now, after the critical discussion that we are going to give, as after the introduction of the topic by my colleagues and discussion, we always give an opportunity to our callers. We always make sure that we invite every other person who have interest in the topic. And as we have always been saying, we are not the experts of the topics that we are going to say. We are facilitators of the program, and we invite every person who is interested, every person who has a different view. You are more than welcome to come and criticize. You are more than welcome to come and educate. You are more than welcome to come and provide direction.
Mm.
Yes.
Indeed. And for today's topic, we're going to be looking at economic advancement needs good planning.
Yeah.
What we mean by that is that, as a country is developing, as a country is growing,
yeah,
many of its areas, of course, need to incorporate good planning, because you can't get anywhere, you can't develop to your fullest ability without good planning.
Yeah.
So when we even look at things like, investment in our economic enablers, such as the physical and the soft infrastructures or the skills and even safety, all those things, they require good planning.
Yeah.
So even at the national level, at a personal level, we all need to plan, for our future. It's the best way to prepare yourself and to prepare, even the future generations that are to come.
Yeah.
The plans that you set in place today, they will act as a guideline for those people 20 years from now, 30 years from now. So I think in order for us, if we really want to, develop our country, or we want to develop our sectors, like how we are always talking, we need to set goals in place. We need a plan in place to just get the ball rolling. We have to follow something.
Yeah. And as a human being, before we go to things of national planning, let's start with ourselves. Mm-hmm. Because, Kaveh, there are people who live by the situation.
Yeah.
You don't know. there are people in life who just live by the situation. But with the mind of you not knowing exactly where you are going to be tomorrow, who you are going to be with, what you are going to do, and where you want to get in the next 5 years or so, it's very scary. Because for you to run or drive a sustainable economy, you need to make sure that you have a mind of a planner. And a planner is somebody who think about the situation, then you draft a plan. You can either draft it or you can keep it in mind, but you know exactly where you are going to be, who you are going to be with, how you are going to achieve this.
Yeah.
It applies in personal life, it applies in business, and it applies in at a national or at an organizational level. Because, Kaveh, let me say we want to go to Cape Town in the weekend, we can't just wake up tomorrow and pick our bags and go to Cape Town.
And
to some people, there's somebody who going home today but wake up in Okahandja. But you're just living your life by chances. That's why we need to build, we need to develop a culture of planning, and also a culture of implementing those plans. And it's the only way that we are going to move forward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also maybe just maybe we can both share maybe our personal experience with planning.
Yeah.
Maybe just maybe what are your key takeaways, or why do you think it's important to plan?
No, I think I can't live life by chance. Yeah, because I'm somebody who, if I want to get somewhere, I have to make sure that I have a lot of information about that place. I have enough resources, and I always make sure. I think I'm a realist with also a bit of a pessimist, because sometimes I also have a backup plan if things did not go right. And that is the advantage of planning, because in most cases planning can assist you to organize your resources. It's a basic thing to say you want to go for a holiday.
Yeah.
What are you going to have? Okay, you need money. How much money do you need? You need maybe you don't need a laptop. You just need your phone. How many clothes do you need? That is a basic thing that you can think of. How many clothes do you need? Who you are going with? Are you driving or somebody's taking you? Where you are going to sleep? But what if situation did not go right? If you have this set of thinking in mind, then when you start running your own business, when you start, one day you become an executive within an organization. Why do you think Kaveh, people are called strategic executives? You are called strategic executives not because it's a fancy name. It's because your job is to think ahead.
Yeah,
because whichever department you are running at that strategic level, your job is to think ahead. That's why with me, I think the first thing that I need to do is resources. It's resources and the possibility of things do not go right. And that is me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there are those people who just move. How do you plan your, let me say, your weekend or your holiday? How do you plan it if you want to move somewhere?
Yeah, indeed. And I think also for me, planning, I've seen it as a tool that, you know, enforces decision making.
Yeah.
Because I used to be a person who was very indecisive about a lot of things. Even just a simple thing of what am I wearing tomorrow? Or what am I, you know, going to say when I get there?
Yeah.
All these things, I just couldn't make a decision. Yeah. But then I found that if I plan ahead, you know, if you actually write things out and you just make a little schedule for yourself, it becomes easy to make those decisions and maybe you wouldn't be able to make on your own.
Yeah.
So even just, you know, sitting down, taking the time to write out your schedule for the next day, you know, that I have to go to where, you write that out. Or if you are going to a business meeting, you already write down your points so that you don't forget.
Yeah.
I feel like it helps you really to organize your thoughts and to, especially for the people who are like all over the place and can't make decisions, or, you know, they sometimes get anxious.
Yeah.
It really helps you to just find your common ground and to see everything laid out in front of you so that you can make one decision.
I think when it's coming to organizing of your thoughts, I think there you have a point, because you always get excited about things can come up anytime. Things can come up anytime, but make sure that you stick to planning.
Yeah.
You stick to the plan. Because some people, they get excited. Some people, there are those unexpected factors which can get involved. And now we are discussing personal plan.
Yeah.
And if you are somebody who can organize your resources, because in planning, you can't just plan about you want to do something. You need resources. If you don't have resources, you need to plan. How do you get resources? And one of the best things is writing. Now, Kaveh, now you see the connection between if you start taking notes, because that is your personal plan, right?
Yeah.
Your basic personal plan. When you go to an organization, why do you think people have what they call strategic plan? It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Because if you have a culture of writing what you already want to do, then it's easy for you to track. To say, no, I have a list of 10 things I wanted to do, then I only did 5.
Yeah.
Then if I don't achieve these 10 things which I wanted to do, what is the problem maybe? What could I do better next time? That is your monitoring and evaluation. It's the same thing, because if you start from the basic, when you go for your business, when you go to an organization, it's easier. That's why the question that we need to ask ourselves, especially when it's coming to Namibia, is that now we have a plan. Who formed that plan? In most cases, because I think these are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves. So who is part of formation of those plan, and who is going to implement the plan? Because if you know how to implement a personal plan, when you come to an organizational plan, you need a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why, is it only some senior government officials? Then they put it there. Some people, you are just working in the government, you don't even know where the ministry is going.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are the values of the ministry?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because ask yourself, who was part of drafting your strategic plan, where you guys, maybe even if you are not involved directly, where you guys called and somebody simplified for you that we are going this way.
Mm-mm.
Or you are just there surviving by the day. Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And I think actually that brings about a very important point, because one of the few things I was looking at earlier is regional planning.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me just give a definition before we move on.
Yeah.
So regional planning is basically defined as the process of making decisions regarding urban and natural environments as a strategic scale.
Yeah.
Encompassing activities like transport, housing, and environmental impact assessment. So basically, for all those governing bodies, you know, that regulate our environment and where you live, you know, your house, the roads that we use.
Yeah.
It basically just talks about how they have to take all these things into consideration.
Yeah.
And I think this is very important because, you know, this is where we live. It's how we move. It's how we exist.
Mm.
So in order for them to make decisions about even an infrastructure that they're going to set up, about a school that they're going to set up, first they have to evaluate the people that live in that location, the people that live around that surrounding area. And they also look at, you know, the environment so that they can see that, okay, we're going to put this school here, but is it good for the environment?
Yeah.
Is it good for the animals that surround that habitat area? You know, this is why regional planning is important, or why I think it's important, is because, you know, it looks at the things that we actually need.
Mm-hmm.
So these people actually have to consider that, okay, so Kaveh and David live in this homestead.
Yeah.
And if we develop this here, it will affect them like this, because this produces what kind of case, this does what. So these are the things that these people actually have to look at through regional planning. So you look at, you know, all the things that contribute to the area in which you want to set up something, or in which you want to change something.
Mm.
And, you know, I feel like that's a very important tool to look at also.
Yeah, no, it's very important, especially when you talk about regional planning. I think one of the things which came into my mind, there was a certain incident in national news, I think it's 3 years ago, where, you know, a certain councillor, people they say, no, we want house, we want, they have most the list of priorities.
Yeah.
The citizen within that certain constituency. Then that after maybe two years, that guy in power, then he brought around 5 toilets around them. Then the citizen say, no, this is not what you want. Yes, you are very good at planning, but are you planning based on what people need?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, because you can't give me you can't start building roads if people are saying we want school. Although road and school, they have to be connected together.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, look at what people need. Because why planning is very important? Planning is very important because when you plan, you are using information.
Mm.
You are not living based on public opinion.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, because if you are living like a medical consultant where you are dealing with everybody's problem, you are not going to reach anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you are a leader, you can say, no, let me sit with my seniors. This is my region, or this is my constituency. In the next 3 years, we are going to focus on this.
Mm.
We have different sectors. We have education. We have infrastructure. We have health. Then we look at what are the resources available.
Mm.
Then at the end of the day, there are those time where while you are busy building a school, there's an emergency, but you'll be able to evaluate. Unlike some people who just live by the day, or maybe there's a poor planning, you end up either not done with all the projects or taking money back.
Yeah.
Because of what you have said, indecisiveness.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you want to do everything, but you cannot do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because now, when somebody is very good at planning, this person is also very good at looking for information, especially using statistics, not just guessing, using statistics, consulting people, then engaging also people who are going to implement those plans.
Mm.
Because in Namibia, I think, I don't want to say we are still at the planning stage.
Mm.
I'm just saying we have a lot of good plans, but these plans are poorly implemented.
Mm-mm.
They are poorly implemented.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if you look at something like a national plan, maybe a national supplementary plan, look something like Harambe Prosperity Plan.
Mm-mm.
Just take the document and read. Everything is well defined.
Yeah.
Everything is well defined. This is what we are going to do. This is what we are going to do in all these sectors. Mm-hmm. How we are going to do it. This is how we are going to start. Now, after those years, now, go back to the document. The drafter is good.
Mm-hmm.
Where this guy is communicated with to say, this way we are moving. You can't say we are going to Kahanja, then you are moving to Rehoboth. It can't be right. Yeah, that's why we are inviting the public to come and engage us, especially in this aspect of good planning. What is good planning? And how can we assist our country to move forward? It can either be in terms of a personal plan, it can be in terms of an organizational plan, mm. or in terms of, you know, a national plan.
Mm.
Yeah.
Indeed. Yes. And I think also for good planning, mm. There's so many people that need to get involved, like you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, from the people who are actually drafting the plan yeah. and coming up with the ideas,
yeah.
to the people who have to implement it once it's out there, mm. to the actual community who has to now receive it and actually, you know, live with this plan that's now in place.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we could all contribute to national plans more.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, you know, planning, okay, you cannot have planning without research, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I feel like that also in itself already unlocks so many doors for the development of the country, because
yeah.
you could find out things that you didn't even know existed within that area or yeah. within that, but just because you are trying to bring about this new plan.
Mm.
Like, you could find out so much more knowledge and additional information that you didn't have to begin with.
Yeah.
And I feel like with planning also, it creates a lot of job opportunities.
Mm.
But per se, you also get to understand really how you can add value to those jobs and not just have jobs. Because with planning, you could be like, okay, we want to develop a road
mm.
in this town.
Yeah.
And then you find, okay, for this, we need how many contractors? We need yeah. how many people who are going to do what? But then you also see now the people that we're going to use for this. Mm. Are we going to look at the locals? Are we going to look at what? And if we are using locals, what skills could we possibly, you know, add to them, or what can mm-hmm. we do to train them so to ensure that they are doing the job right, the correct way the first time. So I feel like with planning, it brings a lot of other advantages that comes with planning. So the correct thing to do is just to that beginning, that yeah. step, that
yeah.
first step
yeah.
is what we need to take.
Yeah, indeed. And the question is that now, who are the drafters of most of the plans?
Mm.
Are the plans being drafted just by the experts? Because one thing which I have observed is my view. Ne?
Mm.
One thing which I observed is that people, they focus more on how the plan is looking like or how the plan is sounding like than how implementable is that plan. Because mm. most of the people, there was a concern about, now maybe I'm using a lot of external consultants.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, somebody coming from the US to do planning for you. Imagine somebody just coming from nowhere, they start doing the planning for your family and yourself. If it was a personal thing, say, no, Kave, you are not going to Swakopmund, you are going to Ochuarongo.
Mm.
Because an external consultant is very difficult. He can be an expert,
mm.
but you need somebody who get involved with the people.
Yeah.
Because planning, as you said, number one, you need information, you need statistics, mm. you need data. If it's a planning for a developmental program, you need how many people are there?
Mm.
And how are these people engaging? What is the culture of these people? Then you have now an expert. This expert, if the expert is not from the local, it's already a problem.
Mm-mm.
Because don't just look at making a plan. Look at who's going to implement the plan that you have made.
Mm.
If you are using the style of, let me say you are coming from Venezuela. You're using the style of Venezuela. How can I implement that plan that you drafted?
Mm.
If my people are not even involved. Yeah, that's why it's so difficult to connect between what is planned and what is implemented.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. That's why this thing is also now ring us to the problem that we have, especially in our education system.
Mm.
There was a gap in planning there. Yeah, because we have a basic education is saying this one, higher institution is saying this one.
Mm.
And they are all in the same area.
Yeah.
They are in the same area. Your basic education say, no, I'm going to produce the kids until grade 11. And these guys were sitting at the same table.
Yeah.
Because you have all the stakeholders.
Mm-mm.
Then after they say, no, we are not going to accept the people. Where were you? Who was part of those things?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's why if we really invest in good planning, I think, we are going to prevent a lot of problems that we have in Namibia.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I think your point actually makes me think about the other day when we were talking about research.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we, in Namibia, it's still a problem, you know, we lack researchers. We lack people who actually have a career out of doing research.
Yeah.
Because in order to produce a good plane, you have to do a lot of research and you have to understand the field.
Yeah.
And you have to, you know, look at all the possibilities and all of the outcomes that could come from this one plane.
Mm.
And those are the people that we don't have. We don't have people who are, you know, just sitting at the table and discussing all of the things that, you know, if we do this, this could happen. If we do that, this could come from that. Like, that's what we lack. So I feel like once we have to begin there, we have to get people who are, you know, researchers, like people who are local researchers, people from Namibia, who can actually do research for us instead of, you know, getting people from other countries and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That would be number one for us.
No, it would be number one. And maybe the last time I'm going to talk about our education system. Now, Kave, you have a basic education ministry drafting the new curriculum. In drafting this new curriculum, there is stakeholders engagement. If we are all in the education sector, University of Namibia is always at that table.
Yeah.
High Education Institute is there. You have other, even private, you know, universities and different stakeholders, even some from unions, some from parents.
Mm-mm.
And they say, no, yes, we agree. We are coming up with a new curriculum. Do you have a problem with it? I know I have a little bit of a problem. How can we do it?
Mm.
Yes. But now, how come we come to the point where people are not communicating?
Yeah.
Now you are making it very difficult for people who are supposed to benefit from that process. Because the intention of a new curriculum was a very good intention.
Mm.
But the communication was the problem.
Yeah.
Maybe the drafter also, maybe the planners, they were not in good terms.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's why now you have somebody saying this, but they are... Everything, like now, I feel very different because everything now is for, a ministry is a government. University of Namibia is a state, it's like an SOE.
Mm-mm.
It's a national university.
Yeah.
Everything is for government when you are looking at them very well.
Mm-mm.
Then you come to the point where, no, we don't want them, just take this one.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not something which is very difficult to understand. If we could really have people who can communicate with each other, it's very easier for us to solve a lot of problems.
Mm-mm.
It's the same with the market. How come you produce 20,000 engineers, for example, and you did not speak with the market?
Yeah.
Maybe just produce 20,000 chemical engineers.
Mm.
But you did not talk to what to industry in the market.
Mm-mm.
Yes, your curriculum is the best, but what problem are you solving?
Mm.
So you must go back, sit down, and have a very good plan, which can be implemented. That's the only way we can move forward.
Yeah, and don't you think maybe plans need like some kind of a trial run? Because sometimes like people just come up with plans.
Yeah.
And then you hear about it on the news, maybe for 1 day, 2 days.
Yeah.
Then the next second, you know, things are already in motion. They're already moving. They're already gazetted. And you're like, what in the world? Like,
no, they do piloting. But, you know, when somebody, there's a difference between somebody who is doing a job, because there's a difference between somebody who is doing a job and somebody who is serving.
Mm.
Because if you're a public servant, for example, that is more than a job.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you are planning for developmental project, that's more than a job. Don't just say, no, I got this money. We have to make sure that by the end of the week, we have something on paper.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have to make sure by that time we give something.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's why a lot of things are standing, not really because they are standing, because people do not know what they are doing.
Mm.
It's just putting maybe personal interest over the interest of the main cause of the thing. Yeah, I think let us open the line for our dear callers to engage us on the matter before we move forward.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can of course call us here in studio at 083-288-401. That is 083-288-401.
Ipapacho ya AMPA. Go emisa go tshola kana dirisa dikopi tsa dipuka tsa dikopelo tse e leng gore di ka dirisiwa mo mefuteng e ntšha ya maranyana e e farologaneng. Bona mapela a mašwa a a bontshang maikutlo a AMPA. Ikutlwe o kare o mongwe wa selo se se tona. Na le kitso ya go itse dipalo tsa buka ya kopelo jaaka seatla sa gago. bonang tse dintšha le tsa tokafatso ya IMPA e e lereng pharologano ya dibuka tsa dikopelo mmogo fa tlhatse ga apo e le nngwe fa go kopana setšhaba le phakalatsa dithuto tsa gorena Jesu. Dingwe tsa dibuka tsa dikopelo tse di mo IMPA ke tse The Ellison Ehangano, Doshi Herero Omamburiro, The Catholic Simaneka Kalunga, The African Sangfuwa Diyare, le tse dingwe. E kopanye le rona gompieno fa o ka rata gore lekwalo la kereke ya gago le okediwe mo palong ya dibuka tsa dikopelo tsa IMPA mo palong e latelang ya 081-2358-063 kgotsa email ya rona digital@omalaiti.com. Le moga o tseye IMPA gompieno o kgona go e bona mo App Store le mo Google Play Store.
Choose driving sober over driving intoxicated. Choose to obey speed limits over speeding. Choose to use pedestrian crossings over crossing just anyway. And choose to replace worn out tires over pinching pennies. Choose to do the right thing on our roads and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Life's all about making real moments. So here's to you and your chommies for being 100% real. From jiving to the car wash for the chill, not the wash. To making the cooler box your seat for the night. To going out after work to get that Chino's to Plucky's feeling. Here's to making everyday moments better by keeping it 100% real. Vintook, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083-288-401.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lodritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.
Yes, welcome back to Lecture Hall 1. This is the business and economic segment with Kave and David. And for today, we're just looking at the where economic advancement needs good planning, because we're seeing that you can't really get anywhere without having some goals in place or some plans in place. You know, just something to guide your way and to really kind of like an overview to look at everything that you want to set into motion and see how what it could result in or what could the challenges be that could face that plan or that goal that you may have. And we are saying that you can, of course, engage us here in studio by calling us at 083-288-401. That is 083-288-401.
Yes. while we are there, I think let's start engaging regarding how do you develop a culture of planning? Developing a culture of planning is when somebody has an ability to look at the future and look at the possibility of him or her to manage his or her resources. You plan about the planning can come. For example, how many love partners do you want? that is an example. Valentine is coming. how many kids do you want?
Yeah.
It can be in life or in the next 5 years. Depends on what you have. What kind of car can you afford? Can you afford the car, or can you just afford to walk? Because these things, if you start with this thing, then you'll be able to realize to say, no, these are the resources at place. This is what I have. This is what I don't have. This is what I have to do. And at the end of the day, it's easier to navigate. Because if you don't start teaching planning at a very young age, we'll end up not going anywhere. We can have a lot of resources without using them, or you can be in a state of imbalance. Just like we are in our country, where we are the second highest unequal country in terms of the economy. Then we have less population. However, if you balance the resources that we have, it's larger than anybody can carry. That is imbalance that we have. That's why, had we have good planning, because in other countries, Namibia is like, it's not even a province.
Mm.
It's like a town.
Yeah.
Yeah, in other countries, Namibia is like a town. Just because of the history that we have and maybe the inability for certain people who are given an opportunity to plan for our future, is why we are here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why now when at our poster, there is also an element of security.
Mm.
Because security is one of the very important thing in life. It can be a personal security, and most of the planning, they started with military related things. This thing of strategic planning and all those things. These strategies, games and what, they start with those military. How do you win war?
Mm.
But you end up realizing that life on its own is war.
Mm-mm.
Now, how come we are always losing the battles? How are we going to win the war? Yeah, we are always losing the battles. How are we going to win the war? How are we going to win in life if we do not have a very good plan?
Mm.
Yeah, that's why now, I think it tends to start at home.
Mm-mm.
To say, no, you already know that our basic income is like this. This is what we have. This is what we need. We can't consume more than what we cannot afford.
Yeah.
Or we can have an alternative.
Mm.
Or everybody must do an extra job to meet our needs. That is planning.
Mm.
Unlike, say, no, the breadwinner must just until the breadwinner rests, we are not going to change.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we have somebody. But I think it also starts with enough information. Start with enough information. Start with the research and easy to navigate. Yeah.
Mm. I think also a key component to look at is also time management.
Yeah.
Because many a times our plans, they don't go right or they fall off along the way because of time management.
Yeah.
Sometimes we may, you know, cut off more than we can chew.
Mm-hmm.
And we have so many goals. We have so many plans that we are setting out for ourselves. But then you don't remember that, you know, you're also on a time constraint to say, you have to go to work this side. You have to go to school that side. You have to go where this side. I feel like when it comes to planning, yes, it's good to have goals and plans.
Yeah.
But also ensure that those goals and plans, like you can do them within a certain period.
Yeah.
Because you cannot just be adding things to your plate, things on top of each
other.
Because
you want them.
Yeah, just because you want things in life or you want what. I feel like you have to also remember that you're just a person also. So especially when it comes to the personal goals and the personal plans, like you have to really evaluate your time and see how much time do you actually have to achieve these things.
Yeah.
Like you don't want to overdo it.
Yeah, you don't want to take more than you can handle.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the other thing, I think, you know, when you go to the foundation of planning, especially the area of strategic planning, I think it's associated with you know, pruning.
Mm.
When you are pruning, when you have a plan that you are cutting out some unnecessary can be branches or whatsoever, because you want to be this plan to be specific, to look at a certain direction. That's why when you talk about time, it's about planning, is about also cutting away some unnecessary things.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, because planning is about making decision to say, this one is, I'm going to leave this one, I'm going to take this one.
Mm.
It's a basic example. If I have seen this with a lot of ladies, you are traveling from town A to town B, then you are carrying everything. Here is a blanket, here is 20 pillows, this is what, this is. And it tells a lot about what kind of person is this one.
Mm.
Yeah, because if you want to do everything at the same time, you are not going to win.
Mm.
You are not going to win because some of the things must wait. Yeah, some of the things must wait. Some of the calls must go down.
Mm.
You can't just be everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why if you are very good at planning, you must be also willing to let a lot of things go.
Mm.
Because that's the only way that you are going to move. Otherwise, if one day... we are giving you something to run. We are giving you a project to run. I don't think we are going to take it anywhere because you can't make tough decisions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you can't make tough decisions. And the aspect of time is very important because everything is time bound.
Mm-mm.
Everything is time bound. We are no more growing younger.
Mm-mm.
And, you know, responsibilities change every year when you are moving forward.
Mm.
That's why if you are not timing your planning, not a fantasy. It just become an imaginary thing in your mind to say, no, I want to do A, B, C, and D.
Yeah.
But you wanted to do that already 5 years ago.
Mm.
But if you have time bound to say, I want to do this big thing, but now in the next 2 years, I'm going to do this. in the next 5 days is what I'm going to do.
Mm.
Yeah, because a plan, like you have a strategic plan, which is very big. Not well, it's very big. Just a vision to say I'm going to move this one. Then you have a tactical plan, which is almost middle.
Mm.
Then you have this one, a working plan.
Mm-mm.
This one is operational one that you can put in motion.
Mm.
That's why the small steps that you are making, they are part of a bigger plan.
Yeah.
Unless you don't know what plan you have.
Yeah.
Yeah. They are part of a bigger plan.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And I think also reflecting. Yeah. Is a good aspect to have when you're planning because, you know, even when it comes to national planning, mm. sometimes you can build a school yeah. in a certain town,
yeah.
but then, you know, 20 years go by and you don't even go back to go check, you know, if yeah. that school is still, you know, up to par, if it still has everything that it needs.
So maybe people turn into a church.
Yeah.
yeah.
So I feel like even from personal goals all the yeah. way up to national goals, it's yeah. important to reflect on the plans.
Yeah.
Or even if you had a plan like the Hyper Prosperity Plan in action, you know, yeah. it's important to go back and see
yeah.
How much impact has it made?
Yeah.
How many people are actually benefiting from this?
Mm.
You know, what revamps does it need? What else do we need to introduce to it to make it better?
Mm.
Like reflection just allows you to really reevaluate your plan and to see, you know, its impact thus far, to look back and to say, okay, this is where it has helped, this way it has yeah. failed, this is where I can improve, this is where I can, you know, maybe even remove it altogether or yeah. bring another plan that I can add on.
Yeah.
So reflection is very important because it just gives you that that clarity on where your plan is.
Yeah, because, you know, some people are very good at making very bad plans.
yeah,
you know, some, yeah. Yeah, some people are very good at making a lot of bad plans, but you can't see, sometimes you really want to do something, but the problem that you have is that you don't go and you reflect to say, Kavi, I wanted to go this direction last year, but I did not go. Maybe can you try and assist me?
Mm.
Because sometimes you need assistance.
Yeah.
And that is a problem that we have because I think it's with everyone to say you don't need somebody to assist you.
Mm.
Because there is you can be doing things very well, but there is that one percentage that is letting you go.
Mm.
Yeah, that's why now when you talk about the reflection, it's the same with everyone. It's the same with every organization. If you cannot go and say, no, let's go and do a monitoring and evaluation. What are the problems? What are some of the things which this school come up with? Do these people need extra classes? Do they need best teachers? Or they are doing very well?
Mm-mm.
And that is the only way that you see that you are moving, because you can't just have a 5-year plan, then you are still moving.
Mm.
Sometimes you are not even moving forward. You are just moving backward.
Yeah.
As long as, because plan is not working on its own.
Mm.
It needs implementation.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah.
And even when I look back to last year's elections,
yeah.
You know, those people actually had 5 years to plan for the elections.
Yeah.
But we all know that what transpired is not obviously the expected outcome yeah, that yeah, we were all yeah, hoping.
Yeah.
But I feel like some such things, you know, we can actually learn from those things, because yeah. if we can, you know, blunder at such a big national level
yeah.
and all the other countries were looking in, you know, our elections were this, our elections were that.
Yeah.
But I feel like we can actually learn from those things. So that's why even in an instance where you have a plan that failed,
mm-hmm.
it's important to also use it so that next time you conduct another plan or you come up with something to overtake this plan, you know,
yeah.
you know where you're heading, because sometimes it's important to make mistakes and it's important to fail so that you know what's ahead and you know how you can grow from that.
No, mistakes are just very beautiful things. It's only that we were not taught that mistakes are good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were not taught that mistakes are good. Unless you are doing something deliberately to cause a certain problem. But mistakes, that is life.
Mm.
And what is very interesting is also, when you mention about what happened last year, when people were planning.
Mm.
Because in politics, they have what we call caucus. Those are, they have caucus. You know, those are underground plans that they make to say, no, this is how we are going to win.
Mm-hmm.
This is our game plan. This is how we are going to win. But what is very interesting is that human beings never underestimate the mind of another person.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like you are in sport. yeah, because another person is also planning to say, this is how I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's the same in life, to say you can really have a very good plan, but another person is also planning his life or her life,
mm-mm.
then your plans end up crashing.
Yeah.
Or there is a possibility of unexpected things. Sometimes just accept and move again.
Yeah.
Yeah, because things will not always go the way we want them to go.
Mm.
Yeah, that's why what happened last year, everyone was having a very good game plan. Everyone knew exactly what he was going to do.
Yeah.
But the fact, life turned out a different way.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are some of, it happens with... It can happen with anyone, It happens with COVID-19.
Mm.
We are just recovering from drought and economic downturn. Then COVID is here.
Yeah.
What do? You survive it and look at another plan.
Mm.
After COVID, then we have drought. Then you see how we can move. Are you just going to cry to say, no, guys are blocking my life? They are not blocking. Sometimes things are not being blocked. Sometimes just situation that we need to learn from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And I think that actually brings me back to the aspect of regional planning, because when you look at the elections, you have to understand that these were the most contested elections in Namibian history, per se.
Yeah, yeah.
You could already foresee, you know, that people were going to have certain opinions or certain misconceptions, because even when you looked on social media, everybody was talking about the elections.
Yeah, yeah.
For the first time, you know, the youth was interested and they were being vocal about it.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, had we incorporated some of the aspects of regional planning, which is to understand the environment, understand a certain town and the people that are in it already, you know, we would have understood the mindset already that's governing a specific area, so that you know how to approach even the way that you're announcing things within that constituency, or the way that you're gonna, you know, handle things within that area. You know already that these are people already who have this common demon denominator, saying, you know, things are what things are influencing, you know. If you understood that, because you would know that it's not all areas of the country that we're talking about this or that, you know, people had differing opinions. So if you already understood the message beforehand, I feel like we could have approached this whole situation very differently.
Yeah, it's true. And on top of that, one thing I have seen, I think this is an African thing. You know, African politicians, they are very good at planning, especially when they want to win.
Mm.
They are very good at planning elections.
Yeah.
But they are very poor in implementing developmental plans.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, because if, you know, look at, it's not only in Namibia, it's everywhere. These guys, they can read and calculate.
Mm.
To say, if I'm going to Omaheke, maybe we have 5,000 young people, for example. Then we have, these are the elders.
Yeah.
They can go to statistics and they can also calculate how many people reach the voting age. Then they know when to come, what time to come to you, what to come with.
Mm-mm.
But that is a very good plan on how to win elections.
Yeah.
Then after that, then everything starts slowing down. Because they know, they already know, this is my base. You already know what type of people are there. But why can't we translate those things to things which really matters, to say, no? These 20,000 people in this area, most of them, they don't have jobs. Most of them, they rely on underground water, for example. Mm. This is what I'm going to bring to them. This is what I'm going to build. I put university, I put a vocational training center and I do an exchange program, at least to advance that community.
Mm-mm.
Not only me coming there after 5 years.
Yeah.
When I say, no, now we are going to do different things. And a lot of people used to say, no, why do people, every time people are coming to you and you still believe them, people, they have a strategy on how to get what they want to get.
Yeah.
But if you could have used that strategy to say, no, let me put it at a developmental plan, like you said, the regional planning.
Mm-mm.
Then things would be right.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
Because there are also instances, the way you look at, where you know, Namibia as a country, we've really excelled in our planning. You know, a case like the COVID-19, we were not prepared, you know, okay, nobody was prepared for it, obviously.
Yeah.
But I feel like as a small nation, as a developing state, we really handled that well, because I feel like we understood our weaknesses and we understood our strengths.
Mm.
You know, when it came to even enforcing the restrictions or something like that, we all knew there was a common fear in society when it came to the NDF. So we used it to our advantage, you know, we just have them walking around in the uniforms.
Yeah.
And people were running back into the house.
Yeah.
So I feel like also once you understand really what's at your disposal and you play your cards right, planning can go well.
Yeah, no. That's absolutely right. You know, I think understanding the situation and also knowing who you are dealing with is a very important thing, especially when you are coming to national developmental planning, because Kaveh, you have a planning institution in Namibia, National Planning Commission. A planning institution, an institution for planning.
Yeah.
Then you have different, you know, the way, I think the way our governing system is set in a way that it can cater for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But now, when you are looking at the output, then you start asking yourself a lot of questions. Do we have is it a communication matter? Because documents are there. People know what you want.
Mm.
But why are things not reaching the way they're supposed to reach? Why things are stuck?
Mm-mm.
Why things are the way they are? If you have somebody who is responsible for planning, somebody who is responsible for implementing, somebody again who is responsible for monitoring and evaluation, maybe I think it's a matter of communication.
Mm.
I think it's a matter of communication, and it's also a matter of people not really well understanding what is expected from them.
Mm.
Yeah, then you can bring other things of corruption and other things later.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the first thing I think is coordination.
Mm-mm.
It's coordination.
Yeah, but I also feel like it would be, when we have such bodies in society, I feel like it's also important to have various people in society participate in them.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it can be very easy for you who's in a certain position, you know, you're appointed to make decisions, yes.
Yeah.
But then for me, who is now on the lower side of the scale,
yeah,
it will be hard for you to understand also what I need. And I think you mentioned this about something about this earlier.
Yeah.
Like, it will be hard for you to understand what I need because, first of all, you don't live in my community.
Yeah.
You don't know what it is that we need.
Yeah.
And you don't understand my struggle because maybe you are not facing the same struggle.
And, maybe you never even faced it.
Yeah, maybe you never even faced it. Yeah. You know, you were born with money.
Yeah.
You got into a good position.
Yeah.
You are being paid well.
Yeah.
So it will be hard for you to affiliate with me when I'm talking about poverty and when I'm talking about I don't have a house.
Yeah.
When I'm talking about my kids are suffering.
Yeah.
It will be hard for you to understand, like, what am I talking about? Because to you on how things, you know, look on your side, the way that you view things is different from the way that I view it.
Yeah.
So I feel like when we have such institutions, yes, it's important to have them, but then we also have to make sure that, you know, different people on different levels of society actually get to participate in them, whether it's, I don't know, through surveys or through, I don't know if they can be, I don't know how you can involve them.
Just inclusive.
Yeah.
Inclusive participation in developmental planning. It's the same thing when you talk about we have vulnerable communities
Mm-mm.
or previously disadvantaged people.
Yeah.
But do you really involve these people or you just take somebody to be symbolic there? To
say, that's
no, I'm just taking this one because it's from a previously disadvantaged community. But is really this person speaking for the others? Or you just put this person in that position just for the sake of this person being there?
Yeah, just to look as if you're including. Yeah,
because one thing, the problem that we have also, especially when it comes to implementing through developmental programs, is the thing of somebody with a position of authority and influence telling you, say, Kave, I understand your problem.
Oh,
I understand your problem. We already have a policy on that and we are already working on that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's shutting a lot of people down.
That's true.
It's the same thing with because you don't understand the shoes which I'm you cannot fit in my shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And you think you know. It's the same thing with it's a business motivational speaker coming to Africa. Then they say, no, I suffered when I was building my enterprise. You know, that time I was even sleeping in my car. And then somebody asked me, no, young intern, you are sleeping in your car?
But at least you have a car.
At that time, you're sleeping in your car. Because to us, when you have a car, that is wealth.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you have a car, that is wealth.
Yeah.
Because you think, yes, it could be when you are in UK, in the US, sleeping in your car and you're starting a business and you don't have a proper house,
mm-hmm.
that is suffering. But when you come to Africa, then you say, no, guys, you must work very hard because me, for the past, when I was very young, the whole 6 months, I was just sleeping in my car. it's not a moving car.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a car which is packed. Then you end up realizing that, okay, it's good to motivate others, but it's also immature to think you understand what everyone wants rather than getting this person involved.
Yeah.
Let's go to the commercial break. Then
Ipapacho ya AMPA go emisa go tshola kana dirisa dikopi tsa dibuka tsa dikopelo tse e leng gore di ka dirisiwa mo mefuteng e ntšha ya maranyana e e farologaneng. Bona mapela a mašwa a a bontshang maikutlo a AMPA. Ikutlwe o kare o mongwe wa selo se se tona. Na le kitso ya go itse dipalo tsa buka ya kopelo jaaka seatla sa gago. Bonang tse dintšha le tsa tokafatso ya AMPA e e lereng pharologano ya dibuka tsa dikopelo mmogo fa tlhatsega apo e le nngwe. Fa go kopana setšhaba le phakalatsa dithuto tsa gorena Jesu. dingwe tsa dibuka tsa dikopelo tse di mo IMBA kitse. The Ellison, Ehangano, Doshi Herero Omamburiro, The Catholic Simaneka Kalunga, The African Sankuor di Yare, le tse dingwe. Ikopanye le rona gompieno fa o ka rata gore lekwalo la kereke ya gago le okediwe mo palong ya dibuka tsa dikopelo tsa IMBA mo palong e latelang ya 081-2358-063 kgotsa email ya rona dikito@omalaiti.com. Le moga o tseye IMBA gompieno o kgona go e bona mo App Store le mo Google Play Store.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low. Because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Having trouble kickstarting those New Year's resolutions? With Heineken 0.0, Dry Jan just got easier. 0.0% alcohol, 100% Heineken. Now you can. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083-288-401.
Listen to Eagle F.
Yes, welcome back to Lecture Hall 1, Business and Economic segment with Kave and David. For today, we're just talking about, if we want economic advancement, we're going to have to consider good planning. And we mentioned that, a good plan requires a lot of things. Of course, you have to make sure that it's attainable.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to set unrealistic goals or goals that you just cannot achieve them. You just know that you can't achieve them. So you have to make them realistic. And of course, it has to be, it has to involve time management. Because when you look at your goals, you have to ensure that you know.
Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the Listen to Eagle FM in Lodritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Onthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why?
A good plan requires a lot of things, but then in order to achieve our national goals or all our personal goals, we of course have to set realistic goals that can be achieved within a certain period of time.
Yeah, just to conclude, thank you, dear listeners, for following our business and economic segment. Don't forget to follow our page, Eagle FM Namibia, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, and also make sure that you also get access to the Villager newspaper, which is coming out Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Until next time, see you around.